We pray that you will help us this afternoon.
是的，主啊，我们就祷告，您今天下午会帮助我们。
We are a very needy people, Lord.
主啊，我们是非常需求大的人，主啊。
We need your understanding and we need your strength.
所以我们需要您赐给我们理解，也赐给我们力量。
It's one thing to know what to do, it's another thing to do it, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will both teach us and then help us to be obedient.
所以那些知道怎么做是一回事，去做也是另外一回事，所以我们祈求呢，您的圣灵呢，帮助我们去做。
So we give thanks now for all your kindness and pray for your help this afternoon.
因为我们对您的所有的慈爱，现在感恩，也祷告您今天下午帮助我们。
And so we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so we're going to start reading in Daniel chapter 2.
因为我们要开始读但以理书第二章。
Chapter 1 is done. These Hebrew slaves really were blessed of God with extra wisdom and understanding. They were outstanding students.
这个里面的第一章讲到这些希伯来的这些学生们呢，因为神帮助他们，他们是非常杰出的学生。
Does God ever reward students to be better students?
所以呢，神有没有去奖赏那些好的学生呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Sometimes students write an exam and they pray.
有些时候学生他们考试的时候呢，他们祷告。
I was in an exam once, and it was a hard exam.
有次呢，我参加一个考试，这考试非常难。
I had prayed much before the exam. I had been told what you do when you write an exam at university is you read the whole exam. And then you start to write, but read the exam first and then write.
因为里面呢，就是说我呢，就是为那个考试祷告。但是我在大学里，他们教我们呢，就是说是当你考试的时候，先把整个试卷读一遍，读一遍，然后再开始写试卷。
So I had prayed.
所以我祷告了。
I had prayed for some time then before the exam. I had prayed that I would get 80%.
因为我们祷告，祷告呢，就是说我能拿80分，如果是100分的话。
Not 81, not 79. I'd prayed that I would get exactly 80%.
因为这个里面呢，我不是说是81分，也不是说79分，我祷告呢，正好拿80分。
The night before the exam, I realized I was in deep trouble.
因为在那个考试前的一天晚上呢，我意识到了我有大麻烦了。
I hadn't studied this exam, it was in chemistry.
因为呢，我还没学这个考试，因为这是化学考试。
I hadn't studied chemistry. I also had to write an exam in French at that time.
因为呢，我还没有去学那个化学，但同时呢，我还要考法语。
I had a terrible time in French.
所以呢，法语是我的噩梦。So
I studied French, studied French, studied, and didn't study chemistry.
所以呢，我就一直去学，复习法语，没复习化学。So
the night before the exam, I prayed.
就在那个考试前一夜，我祷告了。And
I said, Lord, I know I asked for 80%, but I've just been studying. This is going to be a big problem. I would be happy if you give me 50%. I will be very happy.
因为我就祷告，我说主啊，我还没有去复习这个化学考试，我都不知道。如果您赐给我50分，我都非常高兴了。So
we went into this great big exam room. We all had desks like this.
因为我们去到那个大的那个考试的那个教室，我们都有像这样类似的桌子。
And I started reading my exam one page after the other.
我开始去写我的试卷，一页一页的去写。
And I thought, this is hopeless. This exam is far too hard for me. There was a girl sitting in the next desk beside me.
有个女孩呢,
she also had been going through the exam. She read the whole exam.
因为她也是这样翻了翻,
after she read the exam, she started to cry.
然后呢,她把考试看了一遍,也之前看一遍以后,
I said, Harold, you want to cry, but you shouldn't cry. Pray again. That's what I said. Don't cry, Harold, pray again.
因为我说,Harold,你也该哭了,但是你不能哭。你要,我就开始祷告,说我不能哭。
So I prayed, and then I wrote the exam.
然后祷告以后呢,我就开始写试卷。
When I finally got the exam back, I noticed that I had made a mistake. I got every question wrong.
然后呢,我就在复查了一个,我写完了以后,我去检查之后,发现呢,我犯了错,每一个题都打错了。There
were, the exam was worth 150 points.
因为这个,就是整个的试卷呢,有150分。But
they gave part marks. If you got the exam, the question right, you got full marks. But if you didn't get it perfect, if you got part of it right, you'd maybe get 4 out of 5, or 3 out of 5, or 2 out of 5. But you'd get something if you did something.
但是如果呢每一题如果你答了，答了以后呢，就是说是如果这个题是5分的话呢，他们全部答的那里都5分。但是你稍微的，只要你答了，你或者得3分，或者得1分，至少你能得1点分。
So I got every question wrong, but I got part marks on every question.
所以呢，就是说我每个题都答错了，但是每个题呢，我都得到了一部分的分。So
I added up all the part marks. How many out of 150, how many marks did I get? Out of 150, what did I get?
所以呢，整个是150分，那么我得了多少分呢？
Pass would have been 75.
所以呢，75%是及格。
Out of 150, what did I get?
所以呢，就是是150分，中间我得了多少分？
Come on, take a guess.
你猜一下。
I got 120 part marks.
Wow.
所以呢，他得到了120分。
What's 120 out of 150?
那么120分除以150是多少？
80%.
80%.
What did I pray for?
祷告呢是什么?
80%. What did I get? 80%.
祷告是要得百分之八十。
Is there a God?
Yes.
Yes.
When I read that, what did I say? I said, Hallelujah. Jesus loves me. He can answer prayer.
因为是天上有位神呢，是就是说是主耶稣基督呢，他帮助了我，我那个祷告了，他回应了我的祷告。
Okay, and I can't even remember why I told you that story.
所以我现在都记不得为什么我要告诉你这个故事。
All right, I know, I told you the story because these four boys had prayed. God answered their prayers.
因为我知道呢，我告诉跟你讲这个故事，因为这四个男孩呢祷告了，神呢答应了他们的祷告。Now,
four boys rejoiced. Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, they all rejoiced before God, and they told the story to Nebuchadnezzar, and he didn't care.
这里面呢，就是呢，这四个男孩，大尼里，然后米沙，还有包括尼哥，还有另外一个，他们呢都祷告了，祷告了，然后呢，他们去跟尼布甲尼撒讲，尼布甲尼撒他不关心。A
lot of people hear about the grace of God, they just don't get moved by it. That was Nebuchadnezzar.
所以很多人呢都听到过神的恩典，但是呢，他们却不受感动，这就是尼布甲尼撒。
All right, so chapter 2 now.
第二章。
In the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and the spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him.
尼布甲尼撒在位第二年，他做了梦，里面烦闷，不能睡觉。
All right, then the king gave command to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, the Chaldeans to tell the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king.
王吩咐人将术士用法术的行邪术的和迦勒底人招来，要他们将王的墓指示王，他们就来到站在王前。
Now all down through the ages, kings have had, what's the word I want? Advisors.
所以呢，在所有的那个王的那个年代呢，他们都那些王都有顾问。
This king had four kinds of advisors.
所以这个王呢，有四个类型的顾问。
And generally called them wise men.
所以总的来说呢，他们总称呢那些聪明人。
But in particular, some of them were magicians. They could do things that people thought were magic.
因为特别的来讲呢，他们有些是术士，这人们呢就说呢，他们能够行魔术。
They were astrologers.
他们是用法术的。
And as such, they thought that these people said, I can read the message in the stars. These stars change a little bit, and when they change, it means this.
所以他们这些人说呢，我能够看星象，当那个天上的星星呢移动的时候呢，我可以告诉他移动预示着什么。
And then they had sorcerers.
所以他们还有些邪术的。
And I think the sorcerers were probably consulting demons, but I'm not certain what kind of sorcerers they were. Probably people who said were following the powers of the devil.
因为我认为呢，就是这个行邪术的，他们实际上呢，就是说是那个行那个跟魔鬼一起，被魔鬼所那个控制的。所以我不清楚他们到底行的是什么邪术，但是呢，他们是跟踪魔鬼的。
And then there were the Chaldeans.
然后有加勒底人。
And the Chaldeans, among other things, were a very wealthy, affluent people.
所以加勒底人呢，除了其他的事情以外呢，他们呢，就是说是一些非常的富有、非常有影响的人。They
could even have been the economists of the day.
在那个时代呢，就有可能是经济学家。Abraham
was a Chaldean.
亚伯拉罕是加勒底人。Abraham
lived 4,000 years ago.
亚伯拉罕呢，生活在4000年之前。I
think he lived in a big house.
我认为他住在一个非常大的房子。I
think he lived in a house that's bigger than yours.
我认为他住的房子比你们要大。And
he was rich.
他非常有钱。And
he had water, I believe running water in his house.
认为呢，他在他的那个家里有那个上下水的系统。The
Chaldeans had both a water system and a sewage system in their houses.
因为当时加勒底人呢，就是在他们家里有那个自来水，也有那个就下水道。4,000
years ago, but they were highly sophisticated.
所以呢，在4000多年，他们那个时候呢，他们的非常的充足。
And I think if you'd had to move back to Ur of the Chaldees 4,000 years ago, and you had lots of money, you'd be pretty satisfied. You say, I got a nice house like I used to have when I was in Vancouver.
比如说呢，假设你如果能够搬回去，搬到4000多年前，搬到加勒比去，你会有非常好的那样的房子。你说呢？我这个房子跟我过去在温哥华的房子差不多。
All right, so he dreams this dream, and verse 3, the king said to them, I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream.
因为那个王做了梦，第三节说呢，王对他们说：“我做了一个梦，邻里烦了，要知道这是什么梦。”
Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic and said, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will give the interpretation.
所以第四节说呢，加勒底人用亚兰的言语对王说：“愿王万岁，请将那梦告诉仆人，仆人就可以讲解。”
Okay, verse 5. But the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, "My decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces and your houses shall be made an ash heap."
第五节呢，王回答加勒底人说呢，我已定命，你们若不将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，就必被碎尸万段，你们的房屋必成为粪堆。
Okay, so, if I told you the dream I had last night,
如果我告诉你昨天我做的梦，
you would say that's a pretty dumb dream, Harold.
你说 Harold, 这是个非常愚蠢的梦。
And if I said to you, what's it mean?
如果我说呢，在梦里做了什么？
You could say anything.
你可以说呢，任何东西。
You could say, I believe that your dream means that in 15 years, you're going to have something nice.
所以你会说呢，你跟你解梦呢，你的梦呢，说明在接下来15年之间你会有好事。
Frankly, anybody could tell anybody the meaning of any dream if there was no way to prove it.
坦率地说呢，任何人可以告诉任何其他的人他的梦的任何意思，如果不能证明的话。
I think your dream means that in 50 years you will...
所以呢，我说呢，你的梦呢，证明在50年里你会...
Can you prove that's right or wrong?
你能证明那是对的还是错的呢？
No, in 50 years you'll be dead and so will I.
所以呢，在50年之后呢，你我都会死。
So I could say anything.
我可以说任何的事情。
And you could say anything. And there'd be no way to prove it.
你可以说任何的事情，就是没有办法去证明的。
Did Nebuchadnezzar trust his advisors?
所以那个尼布甲尼撒相信他的顾问吗？
And the answer is no.
当然是不相信。
So what verse have we read down to? I get so confused.
It's six.
Six.
It's all right.
So he says, you tell me your dream. However, if you tell the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation.
第六节说，你们若将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，我就必从我这里得礼物和奖赏并大尊荣。现在你们要将梦和梦讲解告诉我。
Okay, so I could say to you, I've got a pen here. If you can tell me what I dreamt last night, I'll give you the pen.
所以我可以跟你们讲，我这里有个圆珠笔，如果你告诉我我昨天晚上做的什么梦，这个笔就归你了。
You say, Harold,I can't tell you what you dreamt last night. I can hardly remember what I dreamt last night. How can I tell you what you dreamt?
你说 Harold 呢，我不可能告诉你，就是说你昨天做的什么梦。我甚至连我自己做的梦我都不一定记得，我怎么能记得你的梦呢？
So verse 7, they answered again and said, "Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will give its interpretation."
第七节呢，他们又对王说，请王将梦告诉仆人，仆人就可以讲解。
Verse 8, the king answered and said, I know for certain that you would gain time because you see that my decision is firm.
第八节说呢，王回答他们说，我准知道你们是故意拖延，因为我的命已经定了。
If you do not make known the dream to me, there is only one decree for you,For you have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me till the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I will know that you can tell me or give me the interpretation.
第九节说，你们若不将梦告诉我，只有一法待你们，因为你们预备了谎言那语向我说，要等时候改变。现在你们要将梦告诉我，我就知道你们将梦的讲解告诉我。
It's easy to make up an interpretation.
因为就是你很容易去编一个解梦的。
It's impossible to tell somebody what he dreamt.
因为这是不可能，你去告诉某个人他做了什么梦。
But if you were told what you dreamt, you'd pay attention to the interpretation.
如果你被告知呢，他做了什么梦呢，你就有办法去解梦了。
All right, again, verse 9. If you do not make known the dream to me, there is only one decree for you, for you have agreed to speak lie and corrupt words before me till the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can give me the interpretation.
这个第九节在这，你们若不将梦告诉我，只有一法待你们，因为你们预备了谎言乱语，向我说要等时候改变。现在你们要将梦告诉我，我就知道你们能将梦的讲解告诉我。
The Chaldeans answered the king and said, "There is not a man on earth who can tell the king's matter. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such things of any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean."
第十节说呢，加勒底人在王面前回答说，地上没有人能将王所问的事说出来，因为没有君王大臣掌权的像术士会用法术的或加勒底人问过这事。
It is a difficult thing.
这是一个非常难的事情。
That the king requires, and there is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh.
这个王所问的事罕见，除了不与肉身同住的神明，没有人在王面前能说出来。
So that's the logic.
这里就是个逻辑。
Now, back to verse 5.
因为回到第五节。
It says, the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, my decision is firm.
第五节呢，王回答加勒底人说呢，我已定命。
Apparently, there is some confusion in the original language regarding that line.
所以呢，很明显的，在那个就是本来这个就是他在这原文里有些混乱关于这句话。
Did the king say my decision is firm?
所以那个王是不是说我已定命呢？
Or did the king basically say, I can't remember the dream?
所以呢，是那个王说呢，我记不得我的梦了呢。
So some Bible translations say the former, and some say the latter.
所以有些译本呢，说前面的那一个，有些说后面那一个。
It doesn't really matter, but probably the fact is he said, I cannot remember the dream.Because to say the decision is firm doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
第二个呢，就是说说这个不重要。那么说呢，就是有可能，就是说他说他的梦已经忘了。那么说呢，说他已定命，这个好像没什么道理。
All right. So now verse 12.
现在我们回到十二节。
For this reason, the king was angry, very furious.And gave a command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon.
第二节说，因此王气愤，大发烈怒，吩咐灭绝巴比伦所有的智慧人。
So all this group now, the astrologers, the sorcerers, the magicians, the Chaldeans, they were all lumped into this one group, the wise men.
所以这些所有的这些人呢，就是行法术的，或者说术士，那些魔术师，或者说那些加勒底人，他们都归一类，就是智慧人。
Were they really wise men?
他们是真有智慧的人吗？
Well, they probably had more understanding, more knowledge than most men in the country.
所以呢，他们有可能呢，就是说比这个国家的大多数人呢，他们有更多的理解和更多的知识。
But they weren't always wise.
但他们并不总是说有智慧的。
I read my Bible many years ago.
很多年前呢，我读了我的圣经。
And I read a line in the book of Proverbs that said this.
因为我在箴言里读到这一句话是这样说的。
It says, if you're a friend or a contact of wise men, if you're with wise men, you will be wise.
说那如果你呢，就说是靠近那个智慧的人，或者跟智慧人接触的话呢，那么说呢，你靠近智慧人，你也会变得有智慧。
So I thought to myself, well, I've been at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and I've met lots of wise men. They know their Bible. They're wise men, and I have learned a little bit from those wise men, and I thank the Lord.
所以呢，我说呢，我在16000教会待了很久，我碰到了很多的那些有智慧的人，所以呢，他们的在有很多从圣经来的智慧，所以我也学到了很多智慧，我赞美主。
So I thought, well, maybe I should be with some other wise men. Maybe I should get close to some university professors.
所以呢，我说呢，我有可能也要靠近另外一些有智慧的人，就像说大学的教授。
I thought if I'm with them, I could probably learn some wisdom.
我说呢，我如果呢，我靠近他们，我有可能学到一些智慧。
So I went back to university.
所以我就回到呢大学。
And they gave me an office in the university.
他们在大学里也给了我一个办公室。
And I was not alone. There was an office here, and then offices all around me.
因为我并不是单独的办公室，这里有个办公室，那一个办公室都在我周围。
And most of the men in the offices around me were university professors.
所以那些大多数呢，就是在我那个办公室周围的那些人呢，他们都是大学教授。
And I got to know them well.
所以呢，我跟他们很熟了。
And I didn't call them professor. I just called them George and Les and so on.
所以呢，我并不称他们为教授，我称他们为 George 或者 Nelson 其他的。
And I was with them for quite a while.
因为我跟他们待了很长时间。
Do you know what I learned?
你知道我学会什么吗？
I learned a lot of them weren't very wise.
我呢，就是读到了很多的，就是他们并不那么聪明。
I was amazed. Some of them actually came to me and asked me how to raise their children.
所以呢，我感到非常惊奇，他们甚至有些人呢找我呢，问我怎么样去抚养他们的孩子。
I said, "Why would you ask me? I don't have any children."
我说你为什么要问我呢？因为我都没自己都没孩子。
But they realized they didn't have the wisdom of the Bible that I had.
他们意识到呢，他们没有，就是我所有的从圣经来的智慧，他们没有。
I learned more about wisdom by coming to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel than I learned by going to university.
我说我来的是那条福音教堂学到智慧，那比在我去大学学到的智慧更多。
So you had all these wise men.
你有这么多的智慧人。
And they basically said, "We cannot prove to you that we can interpret your dream because we can't tell you what you dreamt. You tell us what you dreamt, we'll tell you what it means."
所以他们这些人基本上说呢，我们呢不能想办法去证明你的梦是什么，我们不能去解你的梦，因为呢我们不知道你到底做的是什么梦。如果你不告诉我你做的是什么梦呢，我们没办法解你的梦。
Nebuchadnezzar said, "Anybody can say that.
所以你不讲，你再说，每个人都可以这么说。
You wise men are just pretending to be wise men. You don't really have wisdom."
你们这些智慧人呢，只是说是假装你们是智慧人，你们根本没有任何的智慧。
All right, so, verse 12.
第十二节。
For this reason, the king was angry and very furious and gave command to kill all the wise men of Babylon.
第十二节说，因此王气愤，大发烈怒，吩咐灭绝巴比伦所有的智慧人。
Okay, so what do you think these men thought?
所以你认为这些人在想什么？
Nebuchadnezzar could actually do that.
所以呢，你不讲一下，他呢，实际上他可以这么去做。
In chapter 5, we're going to read the fact that Daniel spoke to Nebuchadnezzar's. No, it's not there. It's elsewhere. We're going to read elsewhere, though, that Daniel said, I'm not sure. Let me start this sentence all over again. It is told us in the Bible that Nebuchadnezzar was a man whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and he threatens to kill these people, and that's what he was able to do and would have done.
这个里面呢，就是在圣经里面其他地方告诉我们，你不讲杀，他是那种生活者长逆为者亡的人，实际他想杀谁就杀谁，他想让谁活谁就活，所以在这里他威胁这些智慧人要把他们杀了，他有能力，他也可以把他们杀了。So,
Sharon, welcome to our class.
所以呢，欢迎新人加入我们的课程。
Daniel chapter 2.
所以但以理第二章,
verse
13. 第十三节,
so the decree went out from Nebuchadnezzar, and they began killing the wise men, and they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them.
第十三节说,于是命令发出,这会人将要被杀,人就寻找但以理和他的同伴,要杀他们。
Okay, so is this good news or bad news?
这个呢是好消息还是坏消息?
He's a terrible man, this Nebuchadnezzar.
你不讲,你撒是一个可怕的人。
All right, verse 14. Then, with counsel, wisdom, counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who was gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree from the king so urgent? Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time that he might tell the king the interpretation.
你说王的护卫长亚略出来要杀巴比伦的智慧人，但以理就用精明智慧回答他，向王的护卫长亚略说呢，王的命令为何这样紧急呢？亚略就将情节告诉但以理，于是但以理进去求王宽限，就可以将梦的讲解告诉王。
Now the natural. The natural thing for Daniel to do when he heard this would be to turn around and run as far as he could, as fast as he could, because sooner or later the king's guards are going to catch him and kill him.
所以就是但以理呢，当他听到这个消息的时候，他的自然反应呢，就是尽快的跑，跑得越远越好，因为呢，迟早的话呢，王的护卫长呢会抓住他，把他给杀了。
So Daniel thought about it.
所以但以理思考了一下,
and he no doubt prayed about it.
那毫无疑问，他也祷告了。And
then he said to Arioch, I want to see the king.
所以然后呢，他的亚略说呢，我要见王。So
Daniel went into the king.
所以但以理呢，来见王。
Verse 16. And he said to the king, you give me some time, and I will tell you the interpretation of the dream.
第十六节呢，就是于是但以理进去求王宽限，就可以将梦的讲解告诉王。Did
Daniel believe God?
但以理他相信神吗？
Yes.
是。
Did Daniel believe that God actually could tell him the dream?
所以呢，但以理相信神呢，实际上可以告诉他那个的梦吗？
So, I guess Daniel's got himself in a pretty tight pickle here. He's saying, I'll tell you the dream, but you got to give me some time.
我认为呢，但以理呢，他在那老头，他说呢，我可以告诉你的梦是什么，但是你必须给我点时间。
What would have happened? What could have happened? Two things could have happened.
所以呢，会发生什么？什么可能发生？有两件事情可能发生。
One is God tells him the dream.
其中一个就是神告诉他梦是什么。
And the other is Nebuchadnezzar kills him.
另外一个就是你不讲，你咋把他杀了。
I guess the only advantage under the second alternative was that at least Daniel would live for a little bit more time before Nebuchadnezzar killed him.
我说第二个选项的唯一的好处呢，就是说呢，在你不讲，你咋杀但以理之前呢，他可以多活几天。
What kind of a dream Sorry, what kind of a miracle was Daniel looking for?
那但以理在寻求什么样的神迹呢?
The kind of miracle that had never happened before.
所以呢,他寻求那个神迹是以前从来没有发生过的。
How many times can you remember somebody telling you what you dreamt last night?
所以呢,记得有多少次有人告诉你他昨天做了个什么梦啊?
That never happens.
也从来没有发生过。
I don't think it's ever happened in the history of the world apart from this one time.
我认为在世界上呢,历史上从来没发生过除了这一次以外。
Alright. Verse 17.
第17节。
Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions.
第17节,但以理回到家,自己家中将这事告诉他的同伴哈兰尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
Where did Daniel live?
但以理住在哪里?
He lived with his other Christian friends.
他和其他的基督徒朋友们住在一起。
Where would you like to live?
你愿意住在哪里?
Well, frankly, I'd like to live with my Christian friends.
所以坦诚说呢,我愿意和我的基督徒朋友们住在一起。
Frankly, I've lived with Christians almost all my life.
所以坦诚说呢,在我人生里面基本上都是和基督徒住在一起。
On a couple of occasions, I lived with people who weren't Christians. It wasn't as much fun, it wasn't nice.
有好几次呢,我和一些那个就是非基督徒住在一起,他们这个呢并不是非常好,也没有太多的乐趣。
So, what would you do if you had a university student who was going off to university? Would you encourage him to live with other Christians?
如果说你呢,就是有些大学生呢,他们去上大学的时候,你会鼓励他们去跟基督徒住在一起吗?
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
My friend, this is a true story. My friend decided that it would be a little awkward to keep living with Christians. He'd be willing to live with some non-Christians because it was closer. He'd save some time and some money. So he decided that he would stop living with Christians and he would go and live with the non-Christians.
这个里面我的一个朋友,这是个真实的故事。有次呢,他决定呢,就是他呢,就是要和非基督徒住在一起,因为呢,其实那些非基督徒呢,那个住处呢,就是离他的那个学校近一点,而且呢,就是可能要便宜点,所以呢,他离开了他的那些基督徒的朋友们和非基督徒住在一起了。
What happened to my friend?
这个朋友身上发生了什么呢?
When he moved in with non-Christians, that they taught him about sin.
因为他发现呢,当他搬到和那些非基督徒住在一起以后呢,他们教他怎么犯罪。
They said to him, George, we won't just teach you about sin, we'll help you sin. Why don't you do this?
因为他们说, George, 我们不仅呢,就是要告诉你什么是罪,我们还要教你呢,怎么去犯这些罪。
I said, where's George?
我说,那George去哪里了?
George stopped being with his Christian friends.
所以George停止了,跟他基督徒们在一起。
He started spending all his time with his non-Christian friends.
因为他花了所有的时间和这些非基督徒的朋友们在一起。
That was 60 years ago.
那个是60多年前。
I've never seen George since.
自从那以后,我从来没有再见过George了。Written
over the top of George's life is one word, tragedy.
因为在那个George整个人生里呢,都写着一个词,悲剧。Don't
do it.
都不要去做。
Don't let your children live with non-Christians. The non-Christians will teach you how to live.
那意思就是不要让你的孩子们呢和非基督徒们住在一起，因为那非基督徒呢会教他怎样去生活。They'll
teach them how to sin.
就是不是是教他们怎样去犯罪。If
you were, just if you were you.
如果你是你。
And you went to the hospital.
你去医院。
And somebody said to you, you're strong and healthy. I would like you to help us in this hospital.
所以有些人跟你说呢，你非常的强壮，也健康，我要你在这个医院里帮帮我们。
And so you were to say, okay.
你会说好吧。
And they said to you, now, what I would like you to do is, I want you to move into this particular hospital room with this person who has a very contagious disease.
所以他说呢，现在我想要你做的是这件事情，你到我们这个医院来，在这一个特别的病房里，和这个传染病非常强的这个病人住在一个房间里。
And you're very healthy, so I think if you move in with them, your health will give strength to this sick person, and because you're healthy, this sick person is going to get strong and be healed.
他说呢，因为你的非常的健康，所以如果你搬进来呢，跟这个有传染病的人住在一起，你可以把你的健康呢传染给他这个人呢，他会变得健康，会变好。
What would you say?
你会怎么说呢？
Say, I'm not going to do that.
你说我不会那么做。
If I move in with that sick person, I won't cure the sick person. The sick person will give me the same disease they've got. It's an infectious disease. No, I won't do it.
所以你说我不才不会搬进去了。如果我搬到那个病房跟他同住的话呢，我不会把我的健康传给他，但是他会把他那个疾病呢同样传给我。这是一个传染病，我也跟他一样会得病的。I
just think it's a wonderful story. Daniel was living with his companions, and each one strengthening the others. They all loved God, and they all got strong. But you live with a bunch of bad guys, and you'll be bad.
因为我认为这是非常奇妙的，但以理与他的同伴呢，他们都是敬虔的同伴，他们都爱神，他们互相支持，互相影响。那么说呢，如果说你跟那些坏人住在一起，你也会变坏。
Verse 16, Daniel. Said, prayed that they might seek or sought to. Daniel spoke to his friends and said, they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not die with the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
第18节说呢，要他们祈求天上的神施怜悯，将这隐秘的事指明，免得但以理和他同伴与巴比伦其余的智慧人一同灭亡。
Do you think those four men prayed together?
你认为这四个人他们一起祷告了吗?
How often do you think they prayed together?
你认为他们有多经常的在一起祷告呢?
Once every 2 weeks?
就是说是2个星期祷告一次?
Once every 2 days?
2天祷告一次?
You think maybe they said tomorrow, we're not going to do anything but pray.
你认为他们说呢?就是说明天呢,我们什么事也不做,
There were only two alternatives. God answered their prayer, or they'd all be dead by the end of the week.
他们只有两个选项呢，神呢回应他们的祷告，或者在那个周末呢，他们全都死了。
I think they prayed sincere prayers.
我认为他们非常真诚的祷告。Verse 19.
Then the secret was revealed in a night vision.
这隐秘的事就在夜间异象中给但以理显明。
How do you think that happened? I think what happened was in the middle of the night, Daniel had a dream. It was the strangest dream Daniel had ever had. And I think he said, God, I believe that's the dream that you gave to Nebuchadnezzar.
我认为他说了神呐，我认为这个梦呢，就是你赐给那个尼布甲尼撒的梦。Anyway,
when he got up in the morning, he said to his friends Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, he said, I know his dream. God spoke to me in the night. I've got the answer to his dream.
所以我认为他早晨起来呢，他跟他的同伴呢，哈兰尼亚、米沙利亚、撒利亚说呢，啊，我知道你们讲一下做的什么梦呢？神在半夜里通过梦呢，告诉了我他做的是什么梦。
So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Now the Bible's got all manner of statements in it.
所以呢，圣经里呢有所有的这种类型的，就是陈述。
In English, we have a phrase for statements. We talk about an understatement.
所以呢，就是说在英语里呢，我们讲到的呢，就是说是很多的陈述，但是同样呢，也讲到了一些低估的一个。An
understatement is something that happens and you explain it this way, but in fact, it was way better than that.
所以呢，低估的是你讲到的某些事情呢，是这样的，但是呢，它比你想象的远远要好得多。Sometimes
it's so good that just to say that Daniel blessed the Lord, I think it was more than that. I think Daniel and his companions were absolutely overjoyed.
因为有的时候呢，但以理呢，就是说是啊，说他们称颂神，但是我觉得远远超过这个。但以理和他同伴们呢，他们非常的喜乐。I
only was there once.
我在那里有一次是这样的。God
had answered my prayer.
神呢，回答了我的祷告。I
was thinking about it at the corner of Broadway and McDonald.
所以呢，我呢坐在那个角落里，在麦当劳和。
I was absolutely overwhelmed at how good God had been to me in answering my prayer.
因为我完完全全在一种压倒性的喜乐里，就是神呢，他对我有多么的好，并且回答了我的祷告。
And the light turned from red to green, and I started walking across the street from the north to the south side of Broadway.
在这个里面呢，就当时呢，那个红灯变成绿灯了。我开始从那个Broadway 那个北面，穿过街道，走到南面来。And
I got halfway across the street. I was so excited. I started to jump in the middle of the street.
我走到那个路的中间的时候呢，我已经非常兴奋，我就不断的蹦蹦跳跳。And
I said, Harold, you can't do that. People will think you're crazy. You can't jump in the middle of the street. People will think you're daft.
所以呢，就是我说Harold，你不能这么做，因为呢，人们都会看见你。如果你在街中间蹦蹦跳跳的话呢，人们会认为你是疯了，或者说你聋了。So
I decided to be calm, and I quietly walked across the rest of the street.
所以呢，然后决定呢，平静下来，然后慢慢的走过街道。Sometimes
when God does good things for you, you're absolutely overwhelmed at how good. I think when it says, Daniel, bless the Lord, I think that's an understatement.
因为这个里面呢，就是有时候呢，就是神呢对你的好呢，就是完全是压倒性的，让你感到非常的兴奋。就神对我太好了，我在这里说呢，但以你便称颂天上的神呢，其实是一个低估的说法。And
so Daniel, I think Daniel ran home, got his pen.
所以呢，但以你呢回家拿出他的笔。Verse
20, Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his.
因为第二节，但以理回他说，神的名是应当称颂的，直到永永远远，因为智慧能力都属于他。And
he changes times and the seasons.
他改变时间季节。He
removes kings and raises up kings.
他废王立王。
He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have no understanding.
将智慧赐予聪明人，将知识赐予聪明人。
He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him.
所以他显明深奥隐秘的事，知道暗中所有的，光也与他同住。
Where do you learn all that?
他在哪里学到这么多?
Well, actually, he learned it from the dream. We're going to get on to the dream. And this is a good summary of the truth he learned from the dream.
实际上呢，就是他是从他的那个梦里学到的。在稍后我们会读到，这里他所讲的呢，就是对他的梦的一个很好的总结。Verse
23, he says, I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might and have now made known to me what we asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand or dream.
23节说，我父辈的神啊，我感谢你赞美你，因你将智慧和能力赐给我。现在你要把我所求的，只是我王的事给我指明。
That was a pretty exciting night for those men.
对那些人来说，那是非常令人兴奋的一晚上。
Daniel said, we're not going to be dead. I know what Nebuchadnezzar dreamt.
但以理说呢，我们不会死了。我知道那你们讲的是做的是什么梦。
Verse 24, therefore, Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said to him, do not destroy the wise men in Babylon. Take me before the king. I will tell the king the interpretation.
第24节说，于是但以理进去见雅略，就是王所派灭绝巴比伦智慧人的，对他说呢，不要灭绝巴比伦的智慧人，求你领我到王面前，我要将梦的讲解告诉王。
The king answered and said to Babylon, whose name was Belteshazzar, are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation?
第25节说，亚略就急忙将但以理领到王面前，对他说呢，我在被掳的犹太人中间遇见一个人，他能将梦的讲解告诉王。
All right, verse 27. Daniel answered in the presence of the king, and he said, the secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, cannot declare it to the king?
第27节说，但以理在王面前回答说，王所问的那隐秘事，智慧人用法术的、术士、观照的，都不能告诉王。
He said to the king, what's the matter of all the other guys? How come they couldn't have told you this?
因为那个就是王对他们他说的那些人呢怎么样呢？他们
Oh, you're wise men, aren't they wise enough to know what's going on?
他们是不是智慧人呢？他们是不是有足够智慧知道要发生什么呢？
They couldn't do it.
他们做不到。
Verse 28 now, a marvelous verse.
所以第28节呢，是非常奇妙的一节。
But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets.
所以呢，只有一位在天上的神啊，能显明隐秘的事。
That's a characteristic of our God.
这是我们神的那个特征。
He's able to reveal secrets.
他会呢显明隐秘的事。
And if you know the God of heaven, you know more than the man who's the boss beside you, or the friend at work, or somebody else. You know the truth of God.
因为如果你能够认识天上的神的话，那你比你周围的老板呢、同事呢都要有智慧，因为你认识神的真理。
Do you ever wonder why it is that the Prime Minister of Canada doesn't get on the phone and ask you for advice?
你知道为什么在加拿大的那个总理他不会打电话给你求你的，问你的意见吗？
Why not?
为什么不呢?
Because he doesn't believe in God.
因为他不相信神。
But you believe in God, and if you believe in God, you know more than the Prime Minister of Canada. You know what should happen.
但是呢，你就是说你认识神，你认识神呢，就是你比加拿大的总理知道更多的要在世界上要发生的事情。
There is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. Praise the Lord.
所以，只有一位在天上的神能够显明隐秘的事，赞美主。
And he says, and God has made known to you, King Nebuchadnezzar, what he will do in the latter dreams. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed were these.
然后呢，他已将日后必有的事指示尼布甲尼撒王，你的梦和你在床上脑中的意象是这样。
He said, Nebuchadnezzar, you had a dream about what God was going to do in the future. Now I'm going to tell you what it was you dreamt.
So he said,
You can imagine Nebuchadnezzar sitting on his seat now saying, this is going to be very interesting. This guy's telling me that he knows what I dreamt.
那你认为呢？你可以去想象一下，你不讲他坐在那里，他说这个太有意思了。这个人他坐在我面前，他说呢，他要告诉我做的梦是什么。
I killed all those other guys because they couldn't tell me. He says he can tell me. We're gonna find out.
所以呢，我把其他的人都杀了。所以这个人呢，他坐在我面前，他说呢，他可以告诉我，所以我们来看看。
What do you think would have happened if Daniel wasn't telling the truth?
所以你认为呢，如果但以理讲的不是真的，会发生什么？
Okay, he'd have been dead before bedtime.
所以呢，他在睡觉之前就死了。
All right. So, verse 29.
所以第29节。
As for you, O king, thoughts came to your mind while on your bed about what would come to pass after this. And he who reveals secrets has made known to you what will be.
第29节说，王啊，你在床上想到后来的事儿，那显明隐秘事的主将来必有的事指示你。
But as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living. But for our sakes, who make known the interpretation to the king, and that you may know the thoughts of your heart.
第30节说，至于那隐秘的事显明给我，并非因我的智慧胜过一切活人，只是为他们的缘故，使王知道梦的讲解和你心里的思念。
Where's this wisdom? Where's this knowledge coming from? Not from Daniel, not from his friends. It's coming from God himself.
所以这些呢，智慧和这些知识从哪里来的呢？不是从那个但以理自己，也不是从他的朋友那里来的，是直接从神那里来的。
Remember, wherever you go, make sure God gets the glory for what it is you do.
要记住，不管你去到哪里，要把你所做的事呢，把荣耀给神。
Why did I get 120 points out of 150 in that chemistry test?
为什么在那个化学考试里总分150分，我得了120分呢？
Was it because I was a good boy?
因为我是个好孩子吗？
Was it because I was so smart?
是不是因为我很聪明呢？
Was it because God was so kind and gracious?
是因为神呢，如此的有爱，如此的有恩典呢？
God gets the glory.
神呢，得到荣耀。
Absolutely marvelous. What happens?
所以绝对奇妙。那么发生了什么呢？
Here's your dream, verse 31. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome.
31节说，王啊，你见一个大象，这个大象极其光耀，站在你面前，形状极其可怕。
So, in the dream now, the king was watching, the king was wondering what's going to happen, what's coming next. He was watching, watching to see what was coming.
所以在梦里呢，那个王呢，他在观察，他在看，看到呢，将要来的什么，将要发生什么，他在望。
He saw an image, verse 32, this image had a head. It was of fine gold, its chest and its arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly iron and partly clay.
第32节说，这象的头是金的，它的胸膛和臂膀是银的，肚腹和大腿是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。
Well, you get that kind of a thing in a dream, don't you?
所以你在这里呢，就是说是什么样的梦在里面？
Strange. You see something in your dream, head of gold, silver, and the breast, and the waist of bronze, the legs of silver, feet, legs of iron rather, feet partly iron, partly clay, and you'd say, what is that?
所以你在梦中呢，梦见呢，这个那个头呢，现在金子，还有那个他的胸膛臂膀是银的，还有豆腐大的是铜的，还有铁腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的，你说这到底什么东西呢？
So he kept on watching.
又来继续去看。
Verse 34. You watched while a stone was cut without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces.
第三世纪说, 你观看见有一块非人手凿出来的石头打在这像半铁半泥的脚上, 把脚砸碎。
Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them all away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
第35节说, 于是铁泥铜银金都一同砸了粉碎, 成为夏天禾场上的糠皮, 被风吹散, 无处可行, 打碎这像的石头, 变成一座大山, 充满全地。
And you can imagine Nebuchadnezzar sitting there saying, that's incredible. I remember that now. That's exactly what I dreamt. That's amazing.
你认为呢,你可以去想象,你不想象坐在这里,他说这个呢,太令人难以置信了,这恰恰是我在梦里所梦见的,这个太神奇了。
And Daniel says, this is the dream.
哎,你说这就是梦。
But now he says, we will tell you what the dream means, we'll tell you the interpretation of it.
所以他说,现在呢,我要告诉你梦什么意思,我要跟你解梦。
I think Nebuchadnezzar now was listening to every single word very attentively.
所以我认为呢,现在你们讲的撒呢,是在非常的仔细的,专注的去听他讲的每一个字。
He says, you, O king, are a king of kings.
王啊,你是诸王之王。
For the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beasts of the field, or the birds of the heaven, he has given them to your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold.
第37、第38节，第37节说呢， 天上的神已将国度、权柄、能力、尊荣都赐给你， 凡人的孩子所住之地的走兽，并天上的飞鸟，他都交付你手， 使你掌管这一切，你就是那金头。
So what do you think Nebuchadnezzar says?
你认为尼布甲尼撒说什么？
He probably says it kind of like this. This is a good deal. I'm the king of gold. Da-di-da-di-da.
这个是我非常喜欢，这个是一个非常好的一个交易。我是那个金头，大家。
Verse 39, but after you shall arise a kingdom inferior to yours. Then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth.
第39节说，在你以后必另兴起一国，不及于你，又有第三国，就是铜的，必掌管全地。
And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters all things. And like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others.
第40节说，第四国必坚壮如铁，因为铁能打碎制服一切，铁怎样打碎一切，那国也必打碎压制一切。
And whereas you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay, partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay.
第41节说，你既见像的脚和脚趾头，一半是窑匠的泥，一半是铁，那国将来也必分开。你既见铁与泥掺杂，那国也必有铁的力量。
And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile.
那脚趾头既是半铁半泥, 那国也必半强半弱。
Verse 43, as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of man, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay.
第43节说，你既见铁与泥掺杂，他们也必与人的种子掺杂，却不能彼此相合，正如铁与泥不能相合一样。
And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and the new kingdom shall stand forever.
第44节, 当这些王在位的时候, 天上的神必立一国,永不灭亡, 也不归别的国的人, 却要打碎灭绝那一切国, 这国必存到永远。
And then he carries on, inasmuch as you saw that this stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces, the iron, bronze, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God has made known to the king that will come to pass after this.
这个里面呢，就是他下面继续第45节说呢，你既看见非人手凿出来的一块石头从山而出，打碎铁铜泥银金，那就是智大的神把后来必有的事给王指明，这梦准是确定的，这讲解是确实的。
This dream then, the end of verse 45, the dream is certain and its interpretation is sure.
所以第45节结尾说, 这梦准是确定的, 这讲解也是确实的。
Be easy for Nebuchadnezzar to say, oh, it's just a dream, don't worry about it.
因为那尼布甲尼撒说呢, 啊, 这是个梦, 不要去担心, 非常容易。
Daniel says to him, Nebuchadnezzar, this is a dream, but it's certain. It's sure. Don't you ignore it.
所以呢，但以理跟尼布甲尼撒说呢，这是一个梦，这是这个梦的意思，你不要去忽略它。
Then Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded they should present an offering and incense to him.
第46节当时尼布甲尼撒王脸伏于地敬拜但以理，并且吩咐人给他奉上贡品和香品。
Daniel said, I'm telling you this because God has told me.
所以但以理说呢，我告诉你这些是因为神已经告诉我了。
Nebuchadnezzar didn't understand. Nebuchadnezzar says, you're God.
所以尼布甲尼撒呢，他不能理解，他说那是你的神。
Sometimes God does things so amazing that people who do it under God's hand are often praised as being from God himself.
因为有时候呢，神呢做的事呢非常的奇妙，甚至说呢，在神的手下做事的那些人们都得到别人的赞美。
Verse 47, the king answered Daniel and said, truly, your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings. He's a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret.
第47节说，王对但以理说，你既能显明这隐秘的事，你们的神诚然是万神之神，万王之主，又是显明隐秘事的。
So what's Nebuchadnezzar going to do?
那么尼布甲尼撒准备怎么做？
What would you do
那你,
if you were Nebuchadnezzar?
如果你是尼布甲尼撒，你准备怎么做？
What should Nebuchadnezzar have done?
那么尼布甲尼撒应该完成什么事情？
He should have said, Daniel, you told me about the God of heaven. You have got to tell me more about the God of heaven. I need to know that God. I need to know your God. Daniel, tell me more.
所以你不讲，你再应该说，那你告诉了我你的天上的神，所以你应该呢给我更多的讲讲你的天上的神，我要认想了解更多的关于你的在天上的神，我要认识那位神。
What did he do? He promoted Daniel.
他怎么做呢？他提拔了戴以理。
Well, that's a pretty wise thing to do.
这是一个非常明智的事情去做。
It just wasn't sufficient.
只是不够。
Who better in the kingdom?
谁在王国里更好呢？
Who better to serve Nebuchadnezzar than this man Daniel?
所以那谁呢，能够比这个叫大英里的人更好的，岂不是他了？
Of course, you're going to promote him.
当然呢，要提拔他。
We have in English the phrase that there was a goose that laid a golden egg.
所以我们在英语里呢有这样的一个说法，这个下金蛋的鹅。
If you found a goose that laid a golden egg, what would you do?
如果你发现一个鹅下金蛋，你会怎么做？
You'd take the goose home and you would feed it very well, and you'd say to the goose, "Listen, goose, you and I are friends. You keep laying the golden eggs, and I'll keep giving you good food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner."
因为你们把这个鹅了抱回家，你给它吃很好的饲料，你跟鹅说呢，鹅了，我们是朋友，所以呢，我每天喂你好吃的，你一直给我下金蛋。这样呢，我每天的早饭、晚饭、中饭都给你吃很好吃的。
That was Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar says, "You're the kind of goose that lays a golden egg. I want you around. You stay with me. You keep helping me. I want you to do this more."
对不对？你们讲的要跟大英里说的，他说你就是那个下金蛋的鹅，所以呢，我要你呢在我的周围，我要你来帮助我，我要你更多的帮助我。
He said, "I want Daniel."
他说呢，我想要但以理。
He should have said, "I want Daniel's God."
他应该说呢，我要但以理的神。
That's the big tragedy with this man, Nebuchadnezzar.
所以这在那个叫尼布甲尼撒的这个人身上的一个大的悲剧。
Okay, he promoted him. He gave him many great gifts. I'm sure Daniel said thank you.
因为他呢提拔了他，给了他很多的非常好的礼物，我很确定答应你说谢谢你。
And he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon.
所以派他管理巴比伦全省，又立他为总长，掌管巴比伦一切智慧人。
And Daniel positioned the king, petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king.
第49节说，但以理求王，王就派沙达拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥管理巴比伦省的事务，只是但以理坐在王的门内。
It's tragic, isn't it?
这个是个悲剧，是不是？
The same thing happened in the days of Joseph.
所以在约瑟那个年代呢，发生了同样的事情。
Joseph interpreted the dream of Pharaoh.
所以呢，约瑟呢解了法老的梦。
Pharaoh made Joseph the ruler of the country.
所以呢，就是说是法老把约瑟的变成了那个国家的统治者。
But he didn't worship Joseph's God.
但是他却没有敬拜约瑟的神。
What a tragedy.
这是个悲剧。
All kinds of people in the world today acknowledge that God is great and he did good things for these people and he even try to live like these people. That's not what it's all about. What we need is Daniel's God.
所以呢，所有的世界上各种类型的人呢，都知道天上有一位神，他知道天上那位神呢，帮助了这个人那个人，他甚至像呢，他怎么甚至想像那样的一些人去活着，但是他们却不想去认识神。
Nebuchadnezzar said, I respect Daniel's God.
你们讲，你说说呢，我尊敬但以理的神。
But what I want is Daniel.
但我真的想要的是但以理。
I gave him more money.
我给他更多的钱。
I gave him a promotion.
我给他提拔。
But I want everybody to know, I'm still the boss.
但是我想要每个人知道，我仍然是老板。
That's the key question, isn't it? Who's the boss?
这是个关键的问题，是不是呢？谁是老板？
The answer is God is the boss.
这答案是神是主宰。
You need God to be your boss.
你要神做，你需要神做你的主宰。
Those you love, those you know all around us, they need God to be their boss.
所以呢，所有的那些人呢，就是你一起生活的，你周围人呢，神都必须成为他们的主宰。
Nebuchadnezzar sees all this wonderful thing, and he doesn't say, "God, I want you to be my boss. God, thank you. I'm the head of gold. Thank you for what you've done. He says, I need Daniel. Daniel can make me even greater.
因为他这个，你不讲的，像看他发生的这所有的事呢，他应该说呢，我神呐，我要你做我的主宰，我要你做我的神。但是呢，他仍然说呢，我想要带领你，想要带领你把我变得更好。Notice
God was gracious to Daniel. Sorry, God was gracious to Nebuchadnezzar.
你要注意到呢，神对你不讲的上还是蛮有恩典的。
He done. God had seen, Nebuchadnezzar had seen two great miracles. First of all, he saw that these men who weren't eating the right food defied him by not eating the right food. They were still far smarter than anybody else.
你不讲一下，他注意到两个神迹。第一个神迹呢，就是这些人呢，他们不吃那些被污秽的那样的食物，他们吃他自己的那个食物呢，他们仍然比其他的人呢健康，比其他的人聪明。
And now the God who is able to tell the future.
然后呢，他们的神呢，可以告诉他们的未来。
Still, he doesn't worship him. He just says, I can use that kind of God.
所以呢，仍然呢，他不去敬拜神。他说呢，我可以利用这样的一位神。
You know, some people say God should be in your heart.
所以你知道吗？有些人说呢，神应该在你的内心里。
Other people say, I'd like to have God in my back pocket.
另外一些人说呢，我想要神在我的背后的口袋里。
What have I got in my back pocket?
我的背后的口袋里有什么？
Oh, I got a credit card.
我这里有信用卡。
Okay, is that going to be much value?
这个是有很大的价值吗？
No.
没有。
I don't really want the credit card. I want the God who gave me the credit card.
所以我不想要信用卡，我想要那个给我信用卡的神。I
want the God who's able to help me, not someone who can just give me a little bit of money.
所以我想要那位神呢，他可以帮助我的，并不是某个人呢，只能给我一点钱。
And so the tragedy is that in spite of all that God had done for Nebuchadnezzar, he still said, I can use that kind of God.
所以悲剧是呢，神呢在尼布甲尼撒身上行了那么多的启示以后呢，尼布甲尼撒仍然说了，我可以利用这样的神。Okay,
is that your thought, or is your thought God could even use me?
所以是不是呢？这是你的想法吗？你应该这样想，神呢，他甚至可以使用我。Some
people say this. They say, you know. The relationship between me and God is this.
所以有些人他这么说，他说：“你知道吗？我和神之间关系是这样的。”If
I pray, God will answer my prayer.
如果我祷告，神就会回答我的祷告。If
that happens, is it possible to say, therefore, I'm boss? I can make God do this. I can make God do that.
所以这个是，如果是这样情况下呢，你说是不是有这可能呢？我是老板，我可以让神去做这，我可以让神去做那。Now
many people say that.
很多人这么说。But
God's plan is not that at all. God's plan is I will answer your prayer.
但神的计划并不是这样的，神说呢，我会回答你的祷告。To
prove that I can do that and that I am real.
所以呢，可以去证明我可以做得到，我是真的。But
I want you to realize this, I'm the boss, and I will tell you what you should do. Sometimes I will answer your prayer your way, sometimes I'll answer your prayer my way, I'm the boss.
但是呢，我是你的主宰，我呢，有时候呢，就是我要你呢，就是说我去回答你祷告呢，让你是那么去做，按照你的方式；有时候呢，我呢，就是要回答你祷告呢，按照我的方式让你去做，因为呢，我是主宰。Is
that not the central issue of life?
这个是不是呢，我们人生的中心问题了？
Who's the boss in your life?
在你的人生里，谁是主宰？
Okay, God's got to be the boss.
神必须是主宰。
And you pray and you say, Lord, if you would help me, That would be good, but you've got to be the boss. What if I pray the wrong thing, but I want God to help me do the wrong thing?
所以你说呢，主啊，如果呢我祷告呢，你会帮助我，那是非常好的。但是呢，如果我在人生呢做了错事，或者我祷告祷告错了，神会帮助我去做错事吗？
Okay, I only told you part of the story this morning, didn't I?
所以今天早上只给大家讲了一部分的故事，是不是？
I prayed in the first exam for 80% in chemistry. What did I get?
第一个呢，就是祷告呢，就在化学考试里得到
120 out of 150.
所以150分，你得了120分。
So next year I prayed the same thing. What did I get?
所以下一年呢，我祷告了同样的祷告，得到什么？
I got 120 out of 150, exactly what I had prayed for the second time.
第二次呢，我又得到了150分钟120分，即是跟我祷告的一模一样。
So I prayed the third time, the third year.
第三年我又祷告了。
And I said, Lord, would you please give me 120 points out of 150?
所以说主啊，求您赐给我就是120分在150分的总分里。
What do you think I got?
你让我得到什么？
I got 121 points.
所以我得到了121分。
I thought, what is going on?
我说那发生了什么呢？
121 isn't 120.
所以121分，121分不是120分。
Something's going on here.
有些事情在这里发生了。And
I said, God, He's telling me something.
我就说那神在跟我告诉我一些事情。
And in fact, I had to say, I think God is telling me that He's got something better for me than I thought He would have given me if we got 120.
因为呢，我在想，那神呢，他呢赐给我了更好的东西，因为呢，我只想要120，他给我121，比120更好。
And many big events in my life as a consequence of all that, but now that I'm an old man, what do I say?
所以呢，在我的人生后面呢，都是因为这些事情呢发生了。现在我老了，我怎么说？
I say, thank you, God. You're a better God to me than you would have been if I'd got 120.
所以我说感谢神，你是一个更好的神，比我如果得到120分呢更好。
God is God, and we've got to say, God, you're in charge.
神就是神，我们要说呢，神呢，您掌控一切。
God said, Nebuchadnezzar, you're the king of gold.
所以呢，就是说这个神说，你们讲的是啊，你是那个金子做的王。
And Nebuchadnezzar should have said, that's wonderful. Whatever you want me to do as king of gold, I will do.
所以呢，就是你不讲一下，他应该这样说，这个太奇妙了。如果你要我这个金子做的王做什么，我都会去做。He
basically said, "Thank you, God, but I want Daniel to be my servant. He might tell me about something else that I can get."
因为他就说呢，我要带领你做我的仆人，他也可能呢告诉我一些事情，我可以得到另外的事情。Who's
the boss in your life?
谁是你人生的主宰呢？
Some people say, I want God so that I can use Him to go where I want to go.
所以有些人说呢，我要一个神，这样呢我可以利用他，我想干什么就干什么。
And others say, I believe God because I want Him to lead me so that I can go wherever He wants me to go.
也就是说呢，我想要这样一位神，这样这位神呢，他可以带领我，带领我去呢，他想要我去的地方。
Key issue, key problem in the life of Nebuchadnezzar at this point.
所以呢，就是说是关键的问题，关键的这样的一个主题在那个尼布甲尼撒的人生。
So he did some good things, but what he did basically was, I'm still in charge, and I think I can use God for my own benefit.
所以他做了一些好事，但是呢。 他说呢，我仍然呢，就是在掌控一切。我要呢，我可以用这个神，利用这个神呢，给我自己带来益处，让我自己变得更强。All right,
well, that's verse, that's chapter two.
那么说呢，这是第二章。Chapter
three comes next.
下一次呢，我们学第三章。What's
happening next week?
下个星期会发生什么呢？
Next week we're having daily vacation Bible school every morning 10 to 12.
下个星期呢，我们从星期一到五呢有暑期天天圣经学校，每天上午从10点到12点.
What's going to happen on Tuesday next week?
下个星期的二会发生什么呢？
From 10 to 12, we're all going to be meeting with all the others in the DVBS activity. That's morning next week.
下个星期二呢，早晨呢，我们和其他的参加DVBS的人呢一起，这就是我们在上午要做的事情。What's
going to happen in the afternoon next week?
下个星期的下午会发生什么呢？
Same thing has happened today.
就是像今天发生同样的事情。We'll
grab a little lunch. We'll sit down. We're going to do chapter 3, Lord willing, next week.
因为我们会坐下来，我们会吃点午餐，然后呢，主的如果许可，我们可以学习但以理第三章。So
see you next Tuesday morning and Tuesday afternoon, as well as all the other meetings.
因为下个星期呢，二的早晨呢和下午见，就是像其他的会议一样。Okay,
let's have a word of prayer.
Okay, 我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for all your kindness.
主啊，我们感谢您所有的慈爱。
We just pray that you'll continue to bless us.
我们就祷告呢，您会继续赐福我们。
You were kind and even patient with this man, Nebuchadnezzar.
您呢，对这样的个叫尼布甲撒的人呢，非常有耐心，非常好。
Lord, we pray that we will be fast rather than slow to respond to the God of Nebuchadnezzar, to respond to the God of Daniel.
所以主要我们祷告，我们会很快的，而不是慢慢的，像那个就是但以理的神呢，做出反应。Because
he had lots of heartaches because he was slow.
所以你不讲一下呢，有很多的心痛，因为他很慢。We
don't want to be like that, Lord.
我们不想像他那样，主啊。So
we just pray now that you'll continue to bless us, and we thank you for your kindness. Thank you for today. Thank you for everyone who's been here. We've enjoyed your fellowship and theirs.
主要就是说我们感谢您，感谢您对我们所有的好，感谢呢我们在做的每个人，感谢大家的到来，感谢我们在一起的团契和您的亲密关系。
And we give thanks again now and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.